On a night where the Silvertips flex their muscle and show their teeth as a top team in the entire WHL, they cruise to a 6-1 victory over the Calgary Hitmen, opening a stretch of 8 games out of 9 overall in grand style.
Oh, it was a great win. I mean, anytime you can score 6 goals, you're doing a lot of things right. And tonight it was one sort of one misplay by Calgary opening the door late in that first period. That ill-advised penalty just was all the Silvertips needed. They just walked right through it, and they took advantage and never looked back.
Mike Benton, Justin Morrison with you. Here's how it unfolded. A nothing-nothing tie to the dying seconds until Pandora's box open on a hit from behind by Calgary's Taylor Sanheim on Noah Jolson. The Tips captain shaken up and taken off in the dressing room, and maybe some moments of panic until, well, it didn't take long for the Tips to get things in order on the big boys scoreboard, where right here Dominic Zwerger began his big night. Tips will go with Dominic Zwerger, Riley Sutter, Patrick Bykoff, Fontaine, and Davis. Up high, Davis's wrist shot knocked down. Bykoff recovering. Second chance, Davis in front now for Zwerger. He scores! Power play goal for Dominic Zwerger. And count him, 1 second left on the clock. It's 1-0 Silvertips. It will begin a 4-point night for the overager, and to begin a 5-minute major power play, the Tips began doing some damage. Zwerger from Kevin Davis to make it 1-0.
And you listen to that call there, Mike, where 9 seconds left, they won the faceoff. They had a shot blocked. They got the puck back, and they got it to Zwerger. And at that point, he still had the poise to not just fire a shot on net, which I think 99% of players would do, but he put a move in front of the net and finished with the backhand lifted over Porter's pads and still had a second to spare.
It would only be the beginning, however. Noah Jolson also coming back onto the ice for some vindication. 3:05 to begin the floodgates opening. Zwerger getting a second goal right here to make it 2-0. Back now for Jolson. Bykov right side. Cross ice for Zwerger. Hangs on to it. A shot. He scores! Second goal of the game for Dominic Zwerger. Once again, power play goal off the wrister, and 16:55 to go. Second period, it's 2-0 Silvertips. Patrick Bykoff, a multi-point game, the primary helper, but Noah Jolson houses for vindication, coming right back healthy on the major power play to pick up an assist as well.
Yeah, right out of the locker room, put any fears aside. I had fears when I saw him skate off after that hit. But yeah, he comes back out, gets the secondary assist. Bykoff fed that one cross ice, and Zwerger, to his credit again, the poise and the patience to see somebody flying at him, realize, I just hold on to this a half a beat longer, shooting lanes will open up, and he put it away.
And then the feeding frenzy continued. 35 seconds later, E2 Tallulah getting into the act to make it 3-0. Patrick Bykoff gets his first assist on the night, helping set up Zwerger's second goal. A 2-0 lead here for the Tips. And now Richards for Skoleski. Cross ice to Lola. He scores! Off the tape, a one-timer and a rocket by E2 to Lola. Third straight power play goal here for the boys in green. 16:20 left, second period. Everybody loves E2. It's 3-0 Silvertips.
Devin Skoleski and Sean Richards picked up the assist at 3:40.
That's the type of play, that's the type of executed power play that I would like to see at least once every 2 minutes, because you have to give Tallulah a chance to one-time that shot. He is so good at it. He has such a good shot. And I love, too, Mike, he holsters that weapon as soon as he scores that goal, fires it down. Kid's got some attitude, huh?
And with that, a little bit of a pronunciation on that and the exclamation mark as well. 5-minute major, all to cap off the fourth power play goal in that sequence. Kevin Davis then at 4:29 to make it 4-rip. And shuffling one now to the line. Davis into the middle for Zwerger for the hat trick. Up the pipe. Rebound. And Riley Sutter fans on it. But Zwerger feeds the open by Cobb. Back up by Davis. A shot. He scores! Fourth power power play goal in the sequence. And ladies and gentlemen, the floodgates have opened. Kevin Davis with 15:31 to go. Second period, Silver Tips 4, Calgary nada. Spelling the second goal of the season for Kevin Davis, Patrick Bykov, and Dominic Zwerger, his third point already on the evening. He had the assist as well.
Oh, and it was just a great shot and a great punctuation, as you said, to that power play. Four goals is more than I could have dreamt of when I said I wanted them to take advantage of the 5 minute major. I didn't have four in mind, but that's the way it worked out, and that was huge, a huge boost for the Silvertips.
A 4-0 lead, and Calgary forced to retreat. Mark French calling timeout. Maybe it worked. They had a quick boost. Matteo Gennaro spoiling Carter Hart's shutout bid at 15:04. His fifth on the year from Jordy Stallard and Carson Twarinski. A nifty quick setup as Gennaro got right behind the defense to make it a 4-1 game, but Calgary would not be heard from for the rest of the entire evening. Just 1-0 to the Tips, making sure this one put to bed. And the third period, Bykov right here, another power play goal to also approach the record and make it 5-1. I think you have three guesses. Your first two don't count as far as what Zwerger is looking for. Zwerger for Richards. Wrist shot, score! He found the trailer. Why not? 18:58 to go. Third period. The fifth Silver Tip power play goal on the night. It might have caught a deflection on the way. Nonetheless, it's 5-1 Silver Tips. And the goal to Bykov from Sean Richards and Dominic Zwerger at 1:02 made it a 5-1 lead. That also tying a Silver Tips single game record for most power play goals in one game, last set in the 2013-14 season, specifically the 30th of November, when the Tips went 5 of 7 against the Saskatoon Blades. Then it was Sean Richards for the finishing touches here at 7:07 for a 6-1 lead. By the oncoming Lucas Scrumita. Now looking for a freed up teammate, E2 Tallulah. Rank wide feed for Richards. Quick 10-footer ahead, Skoleski. Cross ice, Tallulah shoots. Save made, deflection. Into the paint, rebound, Richards score! You know it's your night when. And E2 Tallulah after a near miss, Sean Richards. Cleaning up the garbage, and with 12:53 to go in the third period, it is 6-1 Silver Tips. Nonetheless, the Tips getting 6 up on the board. Impressive night. Doesn't matter how you score them, but Richards making it a 6-1 game at 7:07.
Yeah, Richards had the primary assist on the Bykov goal because he let a shot go that we thought was the goal there on the Silver Tips fifth, but it turns out it might have gone off Bykov's backside, actually. But he gets that one there, finishing off another fine shot by Tallulah, who proven that when you give him space and time to shoot, he's very dangerous, and Richards was just there to put it away for the final tally of the night.
The assist on the play to E2 Tallulah and Devin Skoleski at 7:07, and the Silver Tips cruise to a 6-1 victory over the Calgary Hitmen in the 14th lifetime meeting. Tips are now 7-3-4 lifetime against Calgary. Carter Hart picks up the victory on the night with a 27 save effort, his record improving to 11-2-2. Rough night for Cody Porter, giving up 6 goals on 34 shots. He takes a loss. Kyle Dumba relieving him in net, stopping all 4 shots that he saw. And the nightmarish road trip continuing here for Calgary, coming off a 9-2 loss, most lopsided for the entire season against Portland. The Tips come right back and serve them 6 more in the 6-1 victory. And the Tips improve their first place record in the U.S. division to 15-2-3 in their most recent run.
Oh, it's just a continuing the run. I mean, no reason to let it stop. A small slip up in Spokane, taking overtime loss, but to still get a point This team has faced a lot of adversity throughout the start of this season. So something as small as that, there was never any question that I thought the Silvertips were going to come out tonight and put on another really good show, and they did that. They entertained everybody here in attendance tonight.
So it's on to Kamloops for tomorrow night, but the Silvertips trying to chew up as much as they can here with opportunity. Starting off 8 of 9 at home with a bang, a 6-1 win over Calgary. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silvertips Replay.